Hello, everybody. It is Lucia Ponti back with another episode of Yerd Talks. And this episode is called Wait Your Turn. And I'll be talking a little bit about how we can continue to be leaders when we're not granted an editorial board position on the yearbook staff. How can we still make a difference? And how do we handle that rejection? Because it sucks. It does. So I'll be diving a little deeper into all of those things. So first, I wanted to start out by saying that I myself have dealt with a lot of rejection in my life. For example, I may have not won the specific dance trophy that I wanted to get. Maybe I got second. Maybe I didn't do well on that one essay and my idea wasn't developed enough. Who knows? But everybody faces a lot of rejection, and I think women are expected to suppress their emotions and not feel all the feels, because if we do, we look quote-unquote unprofessional, and like we can't handle it and can't handle the work environment. So the first thing that I wanted to say in terms of dealing with rejection is that you have to acknowledge and accept your feelings, and it's okay to feel disappointed, frustrated, or even angry. And you have to allow yourself to experience these emotions, but don't let them consume you. Instead, use them as motivation to improve and try again. I also think it's important to gain a perspective and remember that rejection is not the end of the road. It's an opportunity to learn and grow, reflect on feedback that you've received, and use it to refine your ideas and your work. And sometimes that fresh perspective and just changing that lens a little bit can lead to a breakthrough. For example, I remember when I was a staffer and I was applying for an editorial board position, I'd always wanted to be photo editor, and that was one of my main goals. I was incredibly passionate about photography, which I still am now. However, one of the older girls on the editorial board staff looked at me and said, "Listen, I think this other girl is better fit for the position. I think you should apply for layout and design editor because you're skilled in that area and I think you could get it." Obviously, this shattered me a little bit. It wasn't the direction that I personally saw myself going in, but regardless, I looked at the opportunity that I was given, and I was able to shift my perspective to see all sides to the situation that I was in. I thought, listen, I'm not going to get the photo editor, but you know what? I have an opportunity now to hone my skills in layout and design and really make a difference in that domain of the yearbook. And so that is just an example of me shifting my perspective. I also think rejection's all about understanding. And the issue with rejection is that it can make us question our abilities and values. And especially in yearbook, where creativity is at the forefront of everything that we do, rejection can almost feel like a personal attack. But it's important to remember that rejection is not a reflection of your worth. And it's just simply a part of the creative process of understanding who's better fit to collaborate with one another. And in terms of teamwork, but also in terms of creative ideology. And so all of these different ideas and perspectives are considered when we're looking at the editorial board, and there's so many decisions that we have to make, and we look at everything so closely. And so what I encourage you to do when facing a level of rejection in regard to an editorial board position in particular is understand and go in with the mindset of, this has nothing to do with your skill in your work. It has everything to do with how well the team will work together and what we see in certain people and how we feel like that can all be used to galvanize the strength of our yearbook editorial board. So then I wanted to continue on by saying that one of the last tips, and then I'm going to go into the college process and discuss that a little because I know that's a concern. One of the last tips that I have is really how rejection builds resilience. And especially dealing with rejection in a yearbook class builds that resilience and takes it to an entirely new level. In times when I faced rejection in yearbook, whether it's maybe that the photo that I thought was amazing didn't get chosen for the spread, or the copy that I worked really, really hard on had a lot of feedback and had a lot of edits, because even that is a little bit, or can be skewed as being a rejection. And I think that each time that you face a moment where you're sitting with yourself and you're thinking to yourself, oh, that doesn't feel great, I worked really hard on that, but I didn't receive the validation that I wished that I had. And honestly, all of those things teach you how to bounce back from setbacks, but also how to continue to pursue your goals regardless of if something didn't work out. It also helps you develop a growth mindset where challenges are seen as an opportunity for learning and improvement. And as you navigate the ups and downs of yearbook, remember just to be kind to yourself. Celebrate all your success, no matter how small, and learn from your failures. Embrace rejection as a stepping stone towards personal and creative growth. So, in conclusion, before I get into the rest, I think rejection is a natural part of the creative process. This is evident for everything, so I want you to take what I'm saying about yearbook and even implement that into the rest of your classes, because if I had really sat with my feelings regarding rejection, I think that it would have allowed me to handle the rejection that I faced in my other classes with a lot more grace, and with a different perspective. So, yeah. Anyways, I know that the other concern about not gaining a leadership position will hinder your college application. And from somebody that has gone through the college process, obviously, we have Mr. Hauk and Ms. Theriel for backup advice on this, but as a person that has gone through it, I really don't think that me having that one yearbook editorial position is what got me in. There's so many other factors that play into this, and so I encourage you to look past just the college process aspect of this, because I'm telling you right now from personal experience, that is not what was my ticket into college. In fact, I think it was my essays. I think it was demonstrated interests, all the things that Mr. Hauk and Ms. Theriel tell you about. Okay. And finally, let's talk about how you can continue to be a leader regardless of your position. I think the main thing is having the willingness to lean in and finding comfort in the uncomfortable of being like, you know what, I don't have this, but with the position that I do have, with being a staffer, with having another editorial board position, I'm going to use it to really hone my skills and to really hone the skills of everybody around me as well. You can be a source of support, a source for help. You can help and encourage others around you. And I think that is what defines a good leader, is somebody that is able to turn maybe not the best situation into one that can benefit themselves and everybody around them. And you can be here to motivate staff morale. You can be here to just in general help gauge a stronger understanding of yearbook for others that maybe are just first starting out, new intro staffers. There's so much that you can do just by being a staffer and just by being a part of the yearbook. And this is all just an effort that would not be possible without teamwork. And so I encourage you to continue to lean in to that and lean into the team of everything, okay? There's no I in team. We all know that. So anyways, let's do a conclusion. Let's sum this up. So I think that by acknowledging your feelings, by gaining perspective, seeking support, and building resilience, you can navigate rejection with grace and emerge stronger and more resilient than you did before facing the rejection. I also think embracing rejection is just a catalyst for growth and to continue to create passion and perseverance. I gained passion through all of my rejections, and I honestly don't know where I'd be today if I hadn't faced that sort of rejection. It's essential to our growth. So, yeah. That's it. Bye, everybody.